Hello, this is the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on librarytalker.blogspot.com and Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is currently hosted. So, today's book or story is Not Your Ex's Hexes by April Asher. This is a sequel to Not the Witch You Wed, which I did read before. I vaguely remember it, some of those characters do come back into this one, which was kind of nice. But then again, I hadn't reread the book, so I was kind of like, I think I kind of remember where this is going, but I'm not sure. There we go. So, Not Your Ex's Hexes is about Rose Maxwell, who is the sister of Violet from the previous book. And she had been raised all her life to be the next, like, head witch. And because Violet magic looked like it was a dud. Well, in the last book, Violet's magic came out, and now Violet is the next head witch in charge, following in her grandmother's footsteps. And so now Rose, for the first time in her life, has kind of like no guidance, no compass, no knowledge of exactly where she's going. So she's got to rediscover everything. She's been trained for one life, and now she can finally do whatever she wants to. But she doesn't know what she wants to do, which is a totally normal thing. So, she has seen these horses who look neglected and sad. So she gets the girls together and she's going to go out and she's going to rescue these horses from this horrible whoever this is. Well, it turns out where she's trying to rescue them from is a rescue sanctuary, and the horses had already been rescued. So as part of the deal for what she has been trying to do to kidnap these horses or horse-nap these horses, she gets community service and now has to work at the same sanctuary in order to pay off, you know, it's not even that many hours. It's like 80 hours of community service to kind of mea culpa for the whole thing. But it turns out she's really good with the horses. She's really good with the animals there, period. There is a whole story of a dog whose all of her puppies died, and she's gone into a deep depression, and now she's not eating and drinking, and so they're worried about her. And of course, you know, there's the requisite found some puppies dumped somewhere, and there we go. There's all other stuff. So we've got that whole thing going on. Well, the person who runs the sanctuary is actually a half man, half demon, and his name is Damien. He has a rough past. He has been through quite a bit, and his father was really stern and really harsh on him, and he had to work like super, super, super hard just to get some basic approval from his father. He also has a half-brother, Julius, who is the leader. You know, he's the head demon in charge, so he has to deal with this as well. His past also includes having been trained to be a hunter, which is like a bounty hunter, kind of. Any supernatural that is misbehaving, Damien was one of the people that had to go out and find them and catch them and bring them in for justice, that kind of thing. But like in a demonic-y way. So Damon's trying to get his, to change this path that he's been on. He has become a vet. He had, you know, he's tried to not be a hunter anymore. Apparently his inner demon really likes it and keeps trying to take over whenever he is doing that. So he's really trying to save himself from that. But also, some 18 years before, he got cursed. He'd been like 16 years old, was dating a girl, but his dad kept taking him away and making him go do these jobs. And the girl got really ticked off at him one day and put, basically, she was a witch, and put a soul hex on him, which is a big no-no. But when you're, you know, a teenager, I guess you make stupid decisions. And the soul hex basically was something to the effect of, if you ever fall in love, you'll lose your humanity. So since that time, he's, one, tried to not be a hunter so much anymore, although he's, you know, had moments where he's done a really good job. He's really good at being a hunter. And he's tried to rectify his life, but he's also never, ever, ever stayed with anyone for any length of time. It's one and done for him because he doesn't want to take the chance on losing his humanity. Until, of course, he meets Rose. It's very tropey. It's not quite enemies to lovers type of thing, but they do come together. They have their moments where they're very cute. They have moments where they're kind of getting along, and other times when it's just like fighting and arguing all the time. It's you know, you're very romancy, tropey type of thing. So we have Rose trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life, being really good at the animal sanctuary. Damien trying to run the sanctuary, but running out of money, and Rose being kind of really good at figuring out how to fix those things. And, she's a fundraising queen, and there's those kinds of things that are going on. Additionally, she's still trying to figure out her life outside of this. So this is not going to be her full-time thing. So she's trying bartending, she's trying other stuff, and it turns out she could make a really good hunter. And so Damien has to jump back into the hunter life because he needs to protect Rose. So, you know, she can't just run out there and be a hunter because there's dangers and things happen. And then of course things happen. So we've got all of that stuff coming down, but in the end it is, you know, it's a typical romance. You know what the ending's going to be, you know how it's going to resolve. It's no surprises. There's an HEA, of course. And they, you know, figure out how to do the hexy thing and break it and blah, blah, blah. So it's got its moments. It's super cute that way, but, it's not like the end all be all. It does have some problems. It doesn't build necessarily as well. I'm not quite sure, 'cause there are moments where Damien, it completely shifts. Like, you know, there'll be a chapter where he's like written completely differently. Like maybe somebody else came in and wrote that chapter, not knowing who Damien was, you know, here's an outline of the Damien character, go in and write a chapter, where this happens, and they write it very differently. So it's kind of, there are moments where you're like, wait, what? And then he comes right back to being the other Damien. And so it's super weird, I guess, at some points, because it just doesn't fit 100%. They don't kind of mesh at well. It's not a nice story that's very consistent. It does have these moments of inconsistencies. We're not sure why, but she's like really good with this one particular animal that really trusts her, and it turns out she's, I don't know how she does it, but she's got some sort of witchy MRI for animals. Like, she can use her witchy powers to scan them and know, oh, there's something wrong. It's like, you'd think, well, that'd be a perfect thing for her to do. But that's never really mentioned again at that point. I was kind of like, what? So it is inconsistent. It's cute. It's tropey. And I love my tropes. So you know exactly what's going to happen. There's no surprises. It's cotton candy. It's just fluff for your brain. But again, it's not very consistent throughout in terms of the character building and the characters themselves, and their personalities. There are moments where things just go wonky, and other things that are just dropped in there for a moment as if, oops, I need to have this thing happen. And so I've got to change this just for a second, get that done, and then phew, now we're back to normal. So again, inconsistencies are the problem here. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being a void of void, this is horrible, of, you know, you're going to want money to pay back for your therapy sessions for having read this thing. 5 being, this is the most amazing thing. And 2 being, 3 being, and 4 being, this is a 3. Again, it's cute, it's tropey, it's got its moments, there are some really cute sections in there, But it's inconsistent, it's not stable, and it doesn't always read like it flows well. Like maybe the author took a break and wrote something else for a while and then came back to this to fill in some chapters. I don't know. It just not super solid. But it does have, its moments, and it's an HEA, and it's cotton candy, and it's fluffy, and it is entertaining, just like watching a rom-com on TV or something. It's just something to pass away the time. So if you're looking for just a book to pass away the time, I recommend Not Your Ex's Hexes just for that. But please note, you really might want to read Not the Witch You Wed first. Because the characters in there do come over here, and there are some things that if you haven't read the first one, you won't understand. So I do recommend this is not a solo read it on your own type of thing. I mean, you could. It just there will be moments you're like, wait, I don't understand that. And if you've read Not the Witch You Wed, you'll be a little bit more prepared. Again, I wish I kind of had reread that one first. Because there were some moments, but I did, for the most part, get the gist of it, having already read that. So there we have it. Not Your Ex's Hexes by April Asher. 3 out of 5. And so this is the Library Talker, librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic. So if you have comments, questions, if you have recommendations, I'd love to hear them. You can reach out to me through those sources. And here you go. 3 out of 5, Not Your Ex's Hexes, April Asher. And I hope you guys have a really good day.